This podcast is intended for an adult audience and does contain some very graphic descriptions of sensual scenes. So please only continue to listen to this podcast if you are willing to indulge in your deepest desires and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed. Your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. So, tonight, part two of our serialization of Immaculate Service by Rhonda Keneal. Of course, you've already read it, as it's on Kindle Unlimited for free. And if you want any guidance, the links are in the show's notes. But I'm going to read it to you anyway. I think we both deserve a little filthy fun tonight, don't you? So, when we left it last week, Arabella was flirting with Nathaniel, and they had asked him to bring a bottle of wine to their room. So, I wonder where this might be going. What do you think? You know, if you want to hear your fantasies brought to life right here, then it's so easy for you to just email me at devlin@wildinbed.com, and I will do my best to satisfy that urge. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed, loosening your clothing. Put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over you. And when you're ready to surrender to pleasure, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to discover your inner passions. As you listen to my voice, feel the story caressing your body, as you enjoy Immaculate Service, written by Rhonda Keneal. Arabella gets up from the bed in response to the double knock on the door. Her hair now tumbles free around her shoulders, and one shoulder of her dress is pulled down, revealing a black bra strap. Shoes off, she walks across the plush carpet in silk stockinged feet. Her lipstick, she suspects, is a little smudged, and overall she's happy with the impression she's likely to make. Standing in the doorway, Nathaniel holds a tray with a silver bucket filled with ice, which nestles a bottle of wine and three crystal champagne flutes. He has taken off his apron and tie, and the top two buttons of his shirt are undone. His hair looked like he'd run wet fingers through it. Arabella takes all this in, as Nathaniel does likewise, openly and appreciatively eyeing her up now. "Well," Arabella says, "you'd better come in." Nathaniel walks into the room, noticing Elliot lying on the bed, unabashed, an obvious erection straining at the crotch of his jeans, and places the tray down on the side table. A look Arabella doesn't recognize flickers across Elliot's face. "I suppose," says Elliot finally, "we should invite the nice young man to have a drink with us. What do you think, Arabella?"
"That sounds like an excellent idea. Yes, why ever not? Would you like to do the honours, Nathaniel?"
"Please," he smiles. "My friends call me Nate."
removing the bottle from the ice bucket. He wipes it down with the linen cloth and then skillfully pops the cork. And the frothy wine comes forth, almost pouring itself from the neck of the bottle and into the glasses. Arabella notices Nate holding Elliot's eye as he pours and feels a voyeuristic tingle at the undeniably homoerotic moment that has just passed between them. Nate hands her a glass and then takes one to Elliot before sitting down on the end of the bed and kicking off his shoes. "I must say you two are something," laughing. "That was quite a show. I thought we were going to need to call an ambulance for the colonel at one point."
"Cheers."
Elliot raises his glass and the three of them clink their crystal together.
"To health and horniness?"
"Health and horniness." Arabella climbs onto the bed, enjoying the cold sparkle of a wine on her tongue as it fills her mouth and slips down her throat. Kneeling near the pillows, she unzips her dress and lets it slip down, revealing herself to Nate now, panty free, in her lace bra, garter and stockings. On her hands and knees, she crawls towards Elliot, unbuckling his belt and lowering his fly, his hard cock straining against his boxers. As Nate moves up their bed to help, Arabella turns her attention to Elliot's shirt buttons, stroking his chest and nipples as she watches the other man tease down Elliot's pants and free his cock. Finally, as Nate strokes Elliot's long, curving shaft, Arabella's desire rises to boiling point. She pulls Nate towards her and kisses him, running her fingers through his tight curls. She unbuttons his shirt, running her hands over his muscular chest, and then releases his fly, not disappointed by what she finds inside. A good broad cock, not so long as Elliot's, but with promise nonetheless, hard and hot and waiting for a touch, or maybe waiting for his. Arabella pushes Elliot's shoulders down onto the bed, then still kneeling, moves one leg each side of his head and positions herself over his mouth, leaning forward and taking his cock in hers in turn. She starts to work on him as his tongue drives keenly along her cleft and over her clit, its hot, firm action building the pressure inside her. Nate watches him, holding his hard cock in one hand, stroking himself gently and taking in the show. Arabella releases Elliot from her lips for a moment, working his shaft with her fingers.
"You're not just here to watch," she murmurs. "I mean, unless that's what you prefer. But I was rather hoping to enjoy that cock of yours too."
She glances behind her and wiggles her butt in the air. And Nate, briefly wide-eyed, seems to catch on to her suggestion. She sees him fumble in the pocket of his trousers for something. Understand what, as he pulls out a little foil packet.
"Oh, you don't have to, I mean..."
Nate laughs.
"Please don't take this the wrong way."
As he opens the packet and starts to unroll the condom, fighting a little to get the tight sheath over his broad head.
"You two seem deliciously filthy, but I have no idea where you've been. Don't worry, you'll barely know I have it on."
Nate climbs onto the bed and positions himself behind her, holding her hips in surprisingly soft hands, then drives his tightly wrapped cock home into a hot, wet pussy. And Arabella notices the cold, unnaturally smooth feeling at first,
though she's quickly distracted by Elliot's reaction to the sight playing out centimetres in front of his eyes, as Nate's cock slips, slowly at first, in and out of her. His balls bump against Elliot's forehead, and Nate pushes his cock home. Elliot moans and drives his cock harder, deeper into Arabella's mouth, reaching for his own orgasm as a combination of his lips and tongue teasing Arabella's clit, and Nate's cock stretching and filling her from behind quickly drives her towards the edge. Elliot moans and drives his cock harder, deeper into Arabella's mouth, reaching for his own orgasm as a combination of his lips and tongue teasing Arabella's clit, and Nate's cock stretching and filling her, quickly drive her towards the edge. Arabella's release comes first, twitching and clenching. She cries out. Elliot cock slips from her hot mouth, fingers gripped tight still around his shaft as her body shudders, and Nate, holding tightly onto her hips, makes another few strong thrusts before gasping out his release. Buried to the hilt in Arabella's rump, as she slides back, resting against Nate, her thighs each side of Elliot's face now, reaching around her with his long arms, Nate intertwines his fingers with Arabella's, encircling Elliot's unsatisfied, straining cock in both of their hands. Nate guides Arabella, teasing and milking with a skillful touch, until Elliot gasps, catching his breath as his cum spurts raggedly, keenly towards them, over his belly and chest. Nate looks at Arabella. "I think you should finish getting undressed." He unclasps her bra, freeing her generous breast directly into Elliot's line of sight, massaging and teasing her nipples with his fingertips. Elliot raises himself on his elbows, then turns around to unclip the ribbons holding up her stockings, lifting her knees as she sits on the bed, her back resting against Nate's chest, his legs either side of her. Slowly, carefully, Elliot slips each stocking over her knees and down her calves, before placing them on the bedside table, while Nate unhooks her garter belt. When they have finished, Arabella sits between the two men, knees raised and thighs apart, utterly, shamelessly exposed, her complete nudity leaving nothing to the imagination. A look passes across Elliot's face, which Arabella doesn't entirely recognize. Looking back over her shoulder, she sees it matched with a look of genuine mischief from Nate, whose hands move onto her upper arms above her elbows and take hold of them there, gently but firmly. "Now that we have you here," Leah grins, "what on earth shall we do with you?"
"I think she's had the best of both of us so far this evening," answers Nate. "Don't you?"
"Yes."
Elliot seems to be enjoying himself, and Arabella can see his cock starting to swell and stiffen again as he kneels in front of her.
"I think she has, and perhaps it's time she had a little of her own medicine."
Nate moves backwards so that Arabella is reclining between his legs, his cock still soft between her shoulder blades. He holds her arms gently but firmly. Elliot positions himself between her spread thighs and reaches over to kiss Nate. She watches from beneath as their mouths lock and their tongues tease one another. Elliot's hardening cock probes and quests along her crack, blindly seeking access as he and Nate kiss deeply above her. She can feel Nate's cock swelling behind her, and he starts to grind his hips gently, his growing erection rubbing against the skin of her back. The head of Elliot's cock finds its mark, and he drives it, quite suddenly, all the way to the hilt. It slips easier into her obvious wetness.
"You like this, do you?" Elliot almost leers above her. "You're a dirty girl. I had no idea." pulling out slowly. Elliot thrust into her hard again and again, his pubes making contact each time with her clit. A little, not enough. She moans and throws her head back, frustrated as Nate continues to frig his hard cock against her back. Still holding firmly onto her arms, she writhes with frustration, understanding that Elliot will get his satisfaction before she is allowed hers, suspecting the same of Nate too, wanting to get her mouth around Nate's cock, which continues to grind against her, just out of reach. Reacting strongly to the dance these two men are now engaged in, that seems in this moment to be using her as a proxy, a plaything, sublimating their curiosity and desire for each other into possession and control of her body. She closes her eyes and surrenders to the rhythm of Elliot's fucking as Nate moves from behind her, lifting her hands so her wrists are behind her head. She feels him bind them gently, using one of her stockings. He props up her shoulders with a pillow and moves around to her side where she can see him again. He lies beside her, one hand on her breast, his mouth on her nipple, nipping and suckling, grinding his cock hard and rhythmically against the swell of her hip now, so that she wonders if he's going to take himself all the way. His other hand rests on Elliot's backside, and she sees his fingers teasing along Elliot's ass crack, reaching around to roll his balls between his fingers, before drawing back more firmly along his perineum. Nate's thrusting stills. Arabella feels his cock twitch between them, his arousal just at the brink. She knows the exact instant Nate's fingertips find Elliot's rim and squirms its way inside. Elliot freezes, neither moving nor breathing, as he takes in the feeling of being penetrated, his full length already buried inside Arabella. And as Nate's fingers finds the sweet spot, Elliot seems to swoon, eyes glazed and thrusting deeper, driving hard but with nowhere to go, already up to the hilt. He grinds his pelvis against her clit as he spills his load deep inside her. "Holy Mother of God," he whispers almost inaudibly as Arabella throws her head back and shouts her long delayed release, which rushes over her, not just in one wave but several, flooding through her again and again as her hips buck unconsciously and her muscles contract and twitch around Elliot's shaft. Elliot collapses on top of her, both of their bodies shiny with sweat, as Nate looks on with his mischievous grin. "I wondered if you'd like that." His own cock stiff and naked, making its weighty presence felt against Arabella's sweaty thigh. Arabella sighs. "If you untie me, I could see what we can do about that hard, frustrated cock of yours." Nate reaches behind her and unbinds her wrists as Elliot slips out from between her legs and sits on his knees at the foot of the bed. Arabella rolls over towards Nate and reaches down to wrap her fingers around his cock as she gently begins to stroke and fondle it. "The question," she wonders aloud, "is who would you prefer to have suck it off?" Arabella opened her eyes in the weak sunlight of autumn dawn, filtered through the gaps around the heavy hotel curtains. She rolled over, dragging the tightly woven cotton bedclothes, which generously draped the large four-poster bed. At her back, she could feel the warmth of Elliot's body and hear his breath, deep and settled in sleep. As she lay there, in the soft space between sleeping and waking, her thoughts slipped back to the night before, to a dinner with some very spicy side orders, and to Nate, the waiter whose discreet attention had turned into something far beyond the strictly professional. She remembered her body, pressed between these two men, the way they had played with her then, taking turns to tempt and tease, while their focus on each other built and grew, the tension between them crackling as they kissed above her, Nate's hard cock pressing into her spine as Elliot slipped inside her, taunting and withholding until the synthesis of Nate's attention and Elliot's desire drove Elliot and Arabella to their explosive release. She found the memory stirring her once again, a pulsing heavy throb between her legs as her body responded to the physical memory of the night just gone. With a quiet moan, she pressed herself back against Elliot, spooning into his warm belly, and felt his partly filled, heavy cock resting against her ass. Pushing her bottom against him, she felt it slowly start to swell, as Elliot's breath still came steadily and slowly, showing no sign yet of wakefulness. Slipping a hand between her legs, Arabella felt the hot, slippery evidence of her arousal and the twitch of her clit under her fingers after Elliot had driven his orgasm deep inside her. Both of them sweating and exhausted by their joining, Arabella remembered Nate, still needing his own satisfaction. And while she would gladly have taken his broad, hard cock in her mouth and hands, she could see that it was really Elliot's attention he craved. And so she sat back on the bed, almost floating in her sweet, soft post-orgasmic haze. Nate had rested himself against the headboard next to her. Elliot had taken Nate's broad, hard cock gently in his hands, tracing the swollen veins that bulged under the soft, blushing skin with his fingertips, and then into his mouth, licking and sucking with a skillfulness and attention that ought, perhaps, not have surprised her. Taking Nate's balls in his mouth, he had suckled on them one by one, while his fingers played lightly along Nate's shaft, before sucking and teasing at the head of his cock once more. Arabella had watched them both as Nate's satisfied smile faded to a distant stare, and his breath came deeply, and a flush rose in his cheeks and on his chest, with Nate's shaft in his hands, working firmly. Elliot had lifted his face to kiss the other man deeply as his fingers drew Nate's cum to thick, wet ribbons between them. Arabella's body responded to the memories. She stroked herself gently, teasing the swollen tissues of her clit, finding a tenderness in her touch from the rigors of the night before. Her hips rocked gently under her own touch, between her fingers and Elliot's crotch, his endless groin grimace under the influence of her body's rhythmic motion. She felt her heart starting to race, unexpectedly on the cusp of her orgasm. Without really intending this, her fingers worked gently but steadily against her clit until her climax ran through her like a pulse of electricity, jerking her body and drawing a stifled gasp as her muscles spasmed several times more. She had not expected to feel the firm grasp of Elliot's hands suddenly on her hips, nor his hard cock slipping gently into her wet pussy as it still twitched and clenched. "Good morning," he murmured, the questioning inflection obvious in his teasing tone. "Oh, thought you'd have fun without me, did you? Naughty girl."
"Well, I was just thinking about last night."
"And you thought you'd get yourself off while I was still fast asleep?" Elliot adjusted his position. His long, curved cock slipped all the way inside her, and drew a gasp as he drove it home. "When I could have joined in, so tell me." He paused, driving again. "What were you thinking when you got so excited?" Arabella paused, taking in the feeling of Elliot's generous member stretching her as it slid in and out, playing against the fading, fluttering contractions of her orgasm.
I was thinking about you sucking Nate's cock in the end. You're very talented.
Elliot drove his cock inside her harder at this observation, making her gasp once more.
It was exciting to watch you both.
You like watching boys fucking, do you? I'm not sure I expected that.
That makes two of us. I don't know how I imagined last night might go, but the two of you seem to enjoy each other more than I was expecting. My lucky night.
Your lucky morning.
Elliot slipped his hand behind her knee, pulling it upward towards her chest, and angled himself behind her, driving his cock inside what felt like several extra inches, before slipping his fingers between her legs and starting to tease her exquisitely sensitive clit as he fucked her hard. Arabella let out a stifled moan as his fingers worked on her with a strong, insistent rhythm, driving her arousal despite the touch, itself being closer to pain than pleasure. Knock, knock, knock. They both froze at the sound.
Who is it?
Arabella called breathlessly.
It's Nate. I brought your breakfast.
Arabella looked over her shoulder at Elliot, who seemed equally surprised by this turn of events.
You better let yourself in.
Nate's master key clicked in the lock, and he entered the room carrying a covered silver tray, which he placed carefully down on the coffee table. His green eyes sparkled in a cheeky smile at odds with his formal uniform. White shirt starched, waistcoat smartly buttoned, and a small grey linen apron tied at his waist, which reached about halfway down to his knees.
I thought after last night, the two of you might appreciate not needing to go down to breakfast.
Nate's gaze travelled to the bed, where Elliot and Arabella were locked together, still recovering from the surprise of his knock on the door. Elliot's fingers started to move again in Arabella's moist cleft, and she took a sharp intake of breath as Elliot slowly and gently resumed his thrusting.
The two of you aren't fucking already?
Nate wondered out loud. Arabella giggled.
Well, we had such fun last night. I woke up decidedly on the horny side.
What she means, Elliot interrupted, is that this naughty little minx got herself off thinking about the two of us before I even woke up. Mind you, there are worse ways to be woken than with a beautiful woman grinding her wet pussy against your cock as she comes, I suppose.
I was not.
Arabella did her best to sound offended.
You so were. Your twitching, weak cunt just begging for me.
Elliot laughed, driving his cock into Arabella, as if to make his point, eliciting what she hoped was an affronted sounding intake of breath, without withdrawing and toying with her. His broad head slipped very slowly, in and out, just an inch or two.
I'd bet she'd be begging for you too.
Nate's gaze met Arabella's, and they exchanged a playful, flirty smile, a telltale bulge showing behind Nate's apron as he took the few steps towards the edge of the bed. Arabella pulled the duvet down to her hips, revealing her mound, heavy breasts, and the nest of golden curls between her legs, where Elliot's fingers were working. One knee raised towards her chest as Elliot's cock slipped, mostly unseen, between her legs. Nate sat down on the edge of the bed and ran his fingers over Arabella's cheek and through her wavy golden hair, drawing it back from her face where it had fallen, before tracing his fingers down her neck and onto her breasts. Finding her nipple, he squeezed it gently, rolling it thoughtfully between his fingertips in a way that made Arabella gasp, sending what felt like a direct electric pulse right to her clit. Nate's hand travelled lower, tracing the contour of Arabella's belly and hip, and pulling the duvet completely off the couple, before tracing the return journey up the back of Elliot's leg and coming to rest on his muscular backside. Leaning down, Nate's lips met hers and they kissed, first gently, teasingly, and then deeply, their tongues darting and playing with each other, Arabella's arousal rising another notch as Elliot continued to thrust inside her. And she wanted so very much to bring Nate closer, frustrated to see him step back, watching, one hand absently stroking the bulge under his apron.
Elliot's attention turned to Arabella's nub,
persistently working his fingers back and forth over the tender tip, had the intended effect, driving her hard towards a second orgasm, and she soon gasped to release. A rush of heat surged through her body as she clenched and twitched around Elliot's cock. Elliot thrust deeply, almost roughly, driving through the contractions of her orgasms, and in moments gasped, buried deep inside her as he came in turn, still joined. Arabella and Elliot lay together as Elliot's cock slowly softened and started to slip from her. Nate looked down at the couple, glowing in their mutual satisfaction, and asked, "Would anyone like a cup of coffee?" Arabella laughed at the incongruous question as his visibly hard cock still strained against his fly. "You can't be serious. Deadly, I'm afraid." Nate smiled a diffident smile. "I'm on shift until 10, covering breakfast service. But after that, I'm free. Will you still be here a little later on?" "We were going to leave after breakfast," Arabella replied. "Elliot has to be back in town for something at 2. She turned to look at him. "Don't you?" "That's a shame," Nate said wistfully. "I had something fun in mind for the two of you. Though, if Arabella wanted to stay, it might work just as well with just her, I think." "What do you think?" Arabella turned to Elliot. "Should I?"
"If you want."
Elliot looked mischievously at Arabella. "And you promised to tell me all about it afterwards, of course. Every touch, every stroke, in absolutely explicit detail, hold nothing whatsoever back. Then yes, I think you should." Elliot paused, considering. "You can sort me a taxi to the station, Nate?" "No problem. I'll have them pick you up at 10, and then I'll take this one out on a little adventure." Nate walked toward the door, grinning from ear to ear. "Enjoy your breakfast," he called, as he started to close the door, then pausing and seeming to remember something. "Oh, Arabella? Wear sensible shoes," before the latch clicked behind him. "I wonder what he's got in mind." Elliot giggled.
"Whatever it is, based on his form so far, I imagine it's going to be absolutely filthy. And you're a very lucky girl. So, what has Nate got in mind? What do you think? What on earth would she need sensible shoes for?"
Well, next week is part 3. So you're just going to have to wait until then. Well, so until next week, when we can get wild in bed all over again. This is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.